Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Phil Yates, who was on it this morning doing his mock draft that Todd McShay tried to hijack. He tried to hijack your segment, Field.
McShay does like a million mock drafts.
I know.
And he can't let me have just one bite at the apple. I'm not asking for much. Literally, my first and only mock draft, and I can't even finish it. By the time we get to like the 13th pick, McShay is trying to steal my thunder.
I know. You got like Greeny gives you 1 through 10, and then he's setting you up. We're doing 11 through 20 here, and you're 3 picks in, and all of a sudden McShay, I got a trade here, blah, 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 blah. I mean, you should have probably thrown down with him right on the stage there.
My mock draft was about to get good, too.
Yeah.
So, like, America was robbed. That's what I have to say.
So, Field, let's start with Dwayne Haskins here, because when I always hear, like, he's dropping or you guys right, I always feel like that stuff's baloney that only media members say and that that's not really happening. I don't know. What do you make of Dwayne Haskins right now, and where do you – I can't remember in the mock draft where you had him going.
Yeah, I think he wound up with a couple of trades, either going at 10, 11, or 13. Each one of us kind of interjected. But one thing to note on that mock draft is that we did not permit trade just
right.
for the exercise to be a little bit cleaner. I think in the real draft, Dwayne Haskins winds up in the first 10 picks. Now, I think that could involve some trade-ups, but I just know, and we all know this, that quarterbacks every single year get pushed further and further up the draft board. As it pertains to the idea of a guy sliding or rising, I think part of what happens is this, is that we on the outside, and there is an incredible draft community, those who do exemplary work throughout the year, make our own evaluations. But we got to remember that our evaluations are largely limited to what we know about the player based off what we saw during his college tape. We don't know nearly as much about the personality, about the medical side, about the interviews, about all the things that NFL teams have access to on their own. So sometimes our evaluations on players are a little bit off, for better or for worse. Once we get a bit more information from reporting through scouts and coaches, et cetera, we kind of reset our board, which is why I think that Dwayne Haskins' stock is sort of perceived to have fallen, even though I'm not sure it ever really fell.
Field, yeah. You know, we were talking last segment about the Joey Bosa social media. Nick Bosa, yeah. Excuse me. Thank you, Adam. The Nick Bosa social media stuff, where he liked the racist tweet, scrubbing his account, all that. Does that affect his draft stock at all?
I don't think so. You know, I really still believe he's going number 2 overall to the San Francisco 49ers. I'd say this, guys, is that I don't want players to not be held responsible for their actions on social media. Because it's their accounts, it's their words, it's their tweets, it's their sentiments, it's their opinions. That's really important. At the same time, I think the reality is that we're probably going to have a situation like this every single year. I mean, we're given the keys to social media accounts to children starting at, you know, 10 years old. Some people have Instagram accounts, and certainly by the time they're notable high school recruits, they've got Instagram and Twitter, and they've got YouTube pages and all this stuff. So I think that we can't excuse irresponsible actions, but I think that teams understand that if you're expecting every single prospect to walk through your door with a clean rap sheet of social media etiquette, it's probably chasing a ghost. It's just too much access for these kids at a young age, and that's probably just something that we have to understand is going to be a reality going forward.
Phil Yates of ESPN is with us. Field, obviously there's been so much talk about Kyler Murray going to Arizona. You know, who knows what's going to happen here when it comes down to it. It felt like everybody thought it would be Sam Darnold or Josh Allen for the Browns last year. And then in the end, it was Baker. When it all comes down on Thursday, do you think they will in fact take Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I think they will. By the way, how sweet is it that we and I put myself in this category, like
yeah.
collectively wrong up until whatever it was, like Wednesday of draft week, like that the Browns actually took Baker and not one Amazing. Or the other quarterback. So I do think they're going to be fine players, but you know, it's pretty obvious that they nailed it with Baker Mayfield, the first pick last year. Well, I think it's different, though, this year is that we all knew the Browns taking a quarterback. And a lot of people, I mean, I bet if you polled each NFL team and you got their draft grades on those four quarterbacks anonymously last year, it may not have been 8, 8, 8, and 8 in terms of Rosen versus Allen versus Mayfield versus Darnold in terms of who they liked most. But you'd get a little bit of a discrepancy. Like, it might be that, you know, hey, 10 guys like Allen most, 10 guys like Mayfield, 6 like, you know, whatever, Rosen, and 6 like Darnold. I don't know. There was a lot of supporters, each of those four quarterbacks. This year, if you're not taking Kyler Murray, you have an entirely different philosophy on where you're going at the top of the draft. You must be drafting a pass rusher, which is why, you know, Quinnen Williams or Nick Bosa could be in play. But I just think there's too much smoke and too much steam behind the Kyler Murray trade for me to ignore. Right now.
Field Yates is our guest from ESPN. Field, where do you think that Josh Rosen ultimately ends up?
I think a trade, this is my own operating theory, it's not reporting, it's just sort of taking into what I think is a bit of common sense and logic. I think that if Josh Rosen is traded for a first-round pick, the only way that it happens is if we have a really early run on quarterbacks. The core four of Kyler, Drew Lock, Dwayne Haskins, and Daniel Jones go earlier than maybe we even expect them to right now. And all of a sudden, you've got a few teams that are saying to themselves, we don't have our starting young quarterback or our developmental young quarterback. I think the more likely scenario is this, though. At the end of the first round, teams are probably saying to themselves, all right, we could still use a developmental arm like Josh Rosen. On Friday, you have the whole day to avoid being on the clock. And, you know, the example I use is if you're the Chargers and you're getting offered Josh Rosen pick 28, you've got 15 minutes to make that decision. It's not necessarily franchise-altering, but it's significant enough that you may want to take the time to think about it. And you know the Cardinals are not dealing from a spot of leverage. So I think Friday, you know, teams have the chance to reassess the board, see who they like, see what they have left in terms of capital. Maybe a deal gets done at some point during the day.
We're talking with Field Yates of ESPN. Field, we are all convinced here that John Dorsey, you know, obviously no first-round pick after the trade for Odell Beckham. We're convinced John Dorsey is not going to just stand pat in the middle of the second round. He's not a stand pat type of guy, as you know. Have you heard, you know, could you see the Browns trading back into the first round, at least the back end of the first round potentially?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, John's introduced that possibility on a couple of different occasions, including when he went on the Adam Schefter podcast during the owners' meetings. I was actually sitting right there at the table, and I'm 18 inches away from John Dorsey when he brought up the idea of trading into the first round, or at least didn't dismiss the idea of trading into the first round. And this is kind of a lame cliche sometimes, guys, but I think it actually really applies to John and that he's a scout, right? He lives for the scouting trail. Not every GM is traveling all over the country throughout most of the year, and that's not necessarily a detriment. You know, many certainly are, but John is the kind of guy that you're going to see all over the country doing some of the dirty work that he did from the days that he first got into the league in his early scouting career. I think he sort of lives for this exercise each year, and I think there's a case that over the past few years, he's been about as impactful as any GM in the NFL. Certainly, Baker Mayfield last year is a big part of it, but drafted Patrick Mahomes, drafted a guy like Tyreek Hill, drafted a guy like Kareem Hunt, who obviously there's been some issues, but still those are guys that have made a major mark on the field when they have been on the field. So I think that John, I wouldn't be surprised if come Thursday night, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but at least Thursday night, I don't think the Browns are just going to be sitting there as spectators on Thursday night only. There may be some intentions to try to get back in.
Phil, there's a lot of talk about this Montez Sweat and his heart condition, how it could make him fall maybe late first round, maybe out of the first round. Is this something that teams are really worried about? And how high do you think he gets drafted?
Yeah, you know, sometimes with these medical situations, it's just a matter of which doctor you have. I mean, we know that, like, you know, one of the prospects, like Jamel Dean, right? You know, this is a guy that finishes up at Auburn when he got medically cleared because of a knee issue that he couldn't return to the Ohio State program. They just would not clear him for that knee issue, which is part of the reason why he left. Now, a knee and a heart are a different situation, but I think that Montez Sweat's going to be a matter of what level of comfort your medical staff assigns to that player. And last year we saw a guy in Mo Hurst who slipped into the fifth round for the Oakland Raiders. Ended up being a really good player as a rookie. I'm not saying that teams should not have been concerned, but at least
through the first year of his NFL career, he put together a nice enough campaign that quieted some of the concerns, I'd say, about that medical condition. I think Montez Sweat has a lot to offer in terms of upside. That heart is a real concern, but it may be one that some team says, you know something, by the time we get to pick, just making this up here, 14 and beyond, he's a calculated risk that we think is worth taking.
Field, let's wrap it up with some fantasy talk.
Let's do it.
When you look at Nick Chubb in your fantasy draft, obviously, like, you know, I love him this year. How much, if at all, do you factor in Kareem Hunt to his fantasy prospects?
You can't ignore it. But that being said, I had Nick Chubb, and we have our ranking summit next week at ESPN. It always follows the draft. It's really fun. We get our chance to kind of lay the foundation for the upcoming season. We had Nick Chubb at, I believe, 11 in my running back rankings. Guys like David Johnson, Joe Mixon, also in that territory, Dalvin Cook. If Nick Chubb was the running back unto himself in this backfield and Kareem Hunt wasn't going to be there for the second half of the season, maybe Nick Chubb is closer to 7 or 6 even in the rankings. But I know that the Kareem Hunt situation is one that will require close monitoring. If he is on the straight and narrow and does everything he is required to do between now and the conclusion of his suspension, obviously, he's far too talented to not have on the football field for some number of snaps per game, which is why Nick Chubb's value is slightly depressed.
It is really amazing, after all those years of the Browns having no fantasy options, that they have, like, Baker's a top, probably top 12 this year?
Yeah, I've got him number 8 in my rankings right now. And I mean, you guys are obviously Cleveland-based, so I know how great it is for you on a local level. But I'm just telling you, as somebody who's 1,500 miles away, the Browns being relevant in the NFL is one of the great things that we can have. Every team is created equally, but the Browns, I think fans deserve it more. I think the fans appreciate it more. It's awesome to see the Browns relevant. Like, they
no doubt.
The 4 primetime games, like, that to me, that fired me up. Like, you know, regardless of who they're against and when, seeing the Browns on this level is tremendous. We got a taste of it last year at Hard Knocks, and then obviously on the field during the season. But as sort of a neutral party observer, the Browns being relevant is good for everybody. It's good for business. It's good for fans. I think it's good for the league.
We obviously agree, Field, and we appreciate the time as always, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Enjoy the draft on Thursday night.
Yep.
Thanks, Field.
You too. Field Yates does great work at ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.